I am a holistic sex and intimacy coach, and the holistic part comes from, I actually have a background as a holistic nutritionist. If you don't tell the person that you're with what it is that you want, how are they supposed to give it to you? Health and longevity is what it's all about. It's eating healthy, it's getting sleep, it's moving your body. And by the way, sex is great exercise. And it's so good for your health on so many levels because it can help balance the hormones. Sometimes quickies are great. Other times longer sessions are fantastic. It really should be a mix. And that way you can keep the spark alive. Because if you're doing the same old all the time, it gets boring as hell really fast. Do you want your ego stroked or do you want to have a satisfactory sex life and relationship?
You're tuned into the Active Action Podcast. Step into a world of engaging conversations with leading experts, where every episode is your chance to learn, grow, and stay inspired. Become our premium supporter and get access to expert articles and strategy guides on personal and professional development, and enjoy lots of other exclusive features. Visit our website activeaction.fm for more information and to explore all episodes. Don't forget to check our merchandise for exciting goodies at activeaction.shop. Stay active and take action.
Hello, everyone. Good evening and welcome to another episode of the Active Action Podcast. I'm with you, Dr. Nazif, back with again with another episode where we inspire you to stay active and take action. Like always, today we have a wonderful guest with us. But before that, I just wanted to let you know about some updates of the podcast. So recently we have announced in our supporters program for our Active Action Podcast. So if you be a supporter, you'll get all kind of premium perks and exclusive features like getting access to premium articles on personal professional development, as well as doing well in business. And that apart from that, we also launched our merchandise very recently. So if you do want to purchase some of those or want to take a look, I encourage you to go to www.activeaction.shop. So without further ado, let's dive into the topic today. Today we have with us our guest, Sandy. And the topic that we are going to talk about today is the importance of maintaining a healthy and intimate relationship. Sandy is a holistic sex and intimacy coach at Let's Talk Sex with Sandy and host of the Sunday Night Sex Talk. So Sandy is actually all about empowering women to reclaim their sensuality and step into their most vibrant and confident selves. As a holistic sex expert and intimacy coach, she is dedicated to helping women navigate their desires, figuring out what truly excites them and learning how to share those needs with their partner. So it's a very interesting topic today, and I've been waiting a lot to meet with Sandy and record this episode. I hope we'll get to learn some wonderful things, especially if you are with your partner. So you might find this episode interesting and valuable. So without further ado, let's go to Sandy. So Sandy, how are you doing this evening?
Hi there. I am fantastic. Thank you. And thank you so much for having me as a guest on the show. And I've been very excited to do this as well. So I'm looking forward to the conversation.
Thank you so much, Sandy. So Sandy, do you like to introduce yourself to our audience?
I am a holistic sex and intimacy coach. And the holistic part comes from, I actually have a background as a holistic nutritionist. And when I was in school to become a nutritionist, they kept telling me to find my niche. And I was like, oh my God, I've been doing the same thing for 30 years. The last thing I want to do is get stuck in a rut again. And yeah, so I wanted to help everybody because that's just kind of my personality. After my second client, I discovered that I needed to find a niche because nutrition is so vast of a subject. And in order to become a real expert in any one field, you really got to niche down. So it, long story short, it went from weight loss to hormone balancing to sex and hormones. And then I finally realized my calling was actually helping people, helping couples really connect. And part of that is because women have so much going on. I mean, men do too, but women have, we're just different. And, you know, we've got hormones happening and then all the things we need to be doing or feel that we need to be doing. And a lot of women have experienced some sort of sexual trauma or inappropriateness, and it can really affect your self-worth and your confidence. And that's one of the things that I love to do, is to help women get more confident, tap into their internal sexiness. And sexy isn't a thing. It's not what you wear. It's not how you look. It's not a body size. It's what comes from within. It's how you feel about you and how you project yourself to the world. And that sexy charisma will help you in every aspect of your life. And that's kind of, I'm a little passionate about that. So it's important.
Yes, for sure. And thank you so much, Sandy, for talking about this. I know, like, you know, there are individuals who are not comfortable about talking about sex and intimacy. But indeed, we cannot deny that these are very, very integral parts of life. And the more you talk, the more you discuss, the more you improve it. So there is no way of hiding things. But if you can definitely share some very valuable advice to our listeners in this episode, I just wanted to ask, Sandy, like, because, you know, today's topic is the importance of maintaining a healthy and intimate relationship. What does a healthy intimate relationship mean to you?
It's about connecting with your partner. Communication, and I talk about this all the time. Communication is the most important thing in a relationship. Because if you're not and I should clarify this, it's effective communication, because if you're not really speaking to your partner in a way that they understand and don't get offended and don't get upset by what you're saying, that can make all the difference. It's like, if so, sex is a hot topic even within a lot of relationships. Because a lot of stuff happens. It can be hormonal, it can be meds, it can be a breakdown in the relationship itself. There's all kinds of reasons why one party may not be that interested anymore in actually engaging in any kind of sexual relationship with their partner. It's really sad, and it really bothers me, because it can affect your relationship, and it can affect other areas of your life as well. So by communicating and allowing your partner to understand how you're feeling and why it is that you don't want to do something, whether it's sex in general or whether it's any specific act, you know, and part of the problem is that he'll be all ready to go. He wants some loving. She's tired. She's exhausted from an extremely busy day. And rather than just saying no, perhaps saying something like, you know what, I'm really exhausted. Can we do this another night?
Right.
Or maybe can we pick this up in the morning? And everybody's situation is a little different, but it's that kind of thing where it's like you open up and you tell the person that it's like, no, it's not you. Or if partner isn't satisfying you in a way that you prefer or enjoy, you've got to be able to open up and say, hey, you know what, can you do this instead? And the other person needs to, but not in a demeaning way, not in a put down way, not in a way that says, hey, you're not making me happy, you know, you're not satisfying. But then the other person needs to accept that direction as opposed to criticism. So that's kind of a lot of where the whole communication kind of comes in and is so important.
Right.
Because without it, there's misunderstandings, there's resentment, and that's no way to live.
Right, exactly. And how you say that, Sandy, that it is the communication pieces that is like the most important things. And open communication is like really, really necessary to have that, you know, that friendliness or to have that like open conversation. I just wanted to like ask you really quickly, there are couples that, you know, they hesitate to like tell their desires to like one another or that share those perspective. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there is like a bit of a hesitancy, although like they're sharing a bit, they're staying together. But that hesitancy, it's kind of like invisible layer. So can you provide us with some tips or some advice on how to draw that layer and have that open communication more?
Yeah. So here's the thing. You marry the person or you're living with the person. That should be your safest, most intense relationship. If you don't tell the person that you're with what it is that you want, how are they supposed to give it to you? So it kind of comes from both ends. You need to feel safe enough with your partner to know that you can say something to them and they're not going to take it again offensively or as a complaint. If you go in with the attitude that I'm going to listen to what my partner says and I'm going to allow them space and I'm going to allow them to be able to just tell me what it is that they want so I can serve them better. And it goes both ways, right? So it's not all about what the woman wants, it's about what the man wants as well and what pleases them. And we need to be able to feel safe enough with our partners to be able to talk openly. And that comes with experience. It comes with, well, if it's really bad, then you talk to somebody like me who can guide you through it. But both parties have to be open to listening as well as speaking what it is that they want.
Right. Thank you so much, Sandy, for that perspective. I really encourage couples to have that open communication and just, you know, come out to say what you want to say from your own heart. And definitely, I really like the point you said that if you don't tell someone what you need, they cannot give it to you. So it's very important to understand that. Sandy, I also want to ask you, you know, there's a concept or there's a thing that goes into people's mind that sex or intimacy, it kind of goes away, it kind of decreases as you age, as you stay together. Yeah. It comes with the duration. But as a holistic expert, can you provide some perspective or insights on that?
It takes work. Relationships take work. And the problem arises a lot when people get complacent, when they take each other for granted. So making sure that you're doing those little extra things for your partner, both ways, it's not all one-sided. The other challenge that comes up is as we age, we start, and more so for women than men, but because our hormonal system is a lot more complicated than men's. And I'm postmenopausal, just because you're postmenopausal does not mean that you cannot enjoy sex. The cool thing is that you don't have any interruptions during the month and you get to know your own body. This is another big issue for a lot of women, especially as we start to get weak as we age. As a lot of women have kids, the weight starts to creep up. And that can have such a huge impact on how the guy doesn't care. The woman cares. Mm-hmm. And the woman feels very self-conscious. And then she starts to lose her confidence. Mm-hmm. You just got to understand that, ladies, men don't care near as much as we do. Like, they're just happy to, you know, have a play partner. To put it bluntly. But the other thing is, so we're going through these hormonal changes, our bodies are shifting, they're a little different. Maybe you're not all that enthralled with his body anymore. It's so important in order, like, health first and foremost. Health and longevity is what it's all about. It's eating healthy, it's getting sleep, it's moving your body. And by the way, sex is great exercise. And it's so good for your health on so many levels because it can help balance the hormones. It's really important for men for prostate health. And that's why, ladies, when the guy says that he's got to be pleasured in one way or another, he's not kidding. It's for his health. So he's not just making it up. It is a fact. Not to make any woman feel obligated that they have to perform or they have to do something. I'm just saying he's not. So hormonal changes for both men and women, stress is huge. And usually if a man is having some challenges in the bedroom, it's usually his testosterone's too low. So his diet is off. He's not working out. Weight training is the best thing for to boost testosterone. Zinc is also very important. So taking a moderate amount of zinc is important as well. But being able to clear your mind for both men and women is so important for a really good sexual experience. Sometimes quickies are great. Other times longer sessions are fantastic. It really should be a mix. And that way you can keep the spark alive. Because if you're doing the same old all the time, it gets boring as hell really fast. So keeping each other engaged is so important. And understanding that as we get older, things do change. It's not inevitable. It's not that, oh, well, you know, because I'm such an age or because this is happening or whatever, that automatically not interested in sex anymore. Not necessarily. You can do something about that.
Thank you so much for that perspective and for that very valuable advice. Sandy, I wanted to ask, piggyback you actually in one of the thoughts that you just mentioned. It's that you say that whenever we have to make the sex enjoyable and we have to, you know, enjoy and savor that moment, oftentimes there is that feeling that two people are together, but they're not enjoying things. Also, one reason might be that the guy is getting nervous or the girl is not getting satisfied or not having fulfilled the needs. But if there is this tension that goes on between them, sex would never be enjoyable at all. So what is your advice to the couples or the teen or the partners that are together? How can they make their sex or intimacy life more enjoyable?
Talk about it. And that means opening up and being vulnerable. And that is not easy. And it doesn't feel safe sometimes. But if you're married, if you've been long-term with someone, then we need to develop a safety zone to be able to open up and express how we feel, express what we need without the fear of any kind of retribution. And people need to learn how to speak to each other without it coming across sounding like it's a criticism or that it's like, well, you're not doing it right. Okay. How do you do it right? Like, provide information, because by just saying I'm not satisfied, by not wanting to start because you're not satisfied. Well, if you're not satisfied, why? What is it that your partner isn't doing or is doing that's not satisfying you? So I know I harp on this a lot, and it's because it's important. You've got to talk. And, you know, like, sex is a very intimate, it's a very energy, it's an exchange of energies. There's a spirituality to it that most people don't understand. And I know it sounds a little, you know, woo-woo and everything, but hey, I'm a crystal-wearing, card-reading, intuitive Aquarius. So, but being able to open up and really talk to each other. And if you don't know how to do that, then reach out to someone like me. But it doesn't have to be me, obviously. But just speak to someone in the business who you feel safe with. And not a lot of men don't like that kind of third party. They're because they're guys. They're supposed to know these things. And it's masculinity and the whole bit. And it's like, yeah, but do you want your ego stroked? Or do you want to have a satisfactory sex life and relationship? We're so distracted by so many things going on in our lives. And, you know, as you age, you know, if you've had kids, the kids are gone. Sometimes the parents are around now, but you're more likely to have alone time. The problem is that if you do not maintain a strong, intimate relationship from the time that you get involved until, you know, the kids are out of the house, and all of a sudden you're sitting there and you're like, if you've put it on the back burner because the kids are around, then 20 years later, you're kind of looking at this person and you don't have any connection with them anymore. Mm-hmm. Whether it's physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, doesn't matter. You're with a stranger. And some of my clients have told me, like my male clients, they will often say, like, she doesn't even touch me anymore. Mm-hmm. At all. And I'm like, no. That's just like, why did that happen? That's what I love to dig into, is what's going on in the relationship and how can we make it better?
Thank you so much for explaining that, Sandy. It's a lot of food for thought. What is the actual problem? And then, you know, experts like you are really, really helpful to communicate and to work together and figure out those issues.
I just wanted to say that health issues can cause a lot. And a lot of medications can interfere with libido and with hormone balances. That can be part of what the challenge is. If a couple is not, like, if the one party, and it's not always the woman, sometimes it's the man, but if one party is not interested in sex anymore, and they may have a great relationship outside of the bedroom, but when it comes to that, then you want to look at health issues. You want to look at whether are you on any medications? And if you're not on meds, mm-hmm. you have any kind of, sometimes high blood pressure will create problems. Taking statins or diabetes medication, some of the biggest killers are libido out there. Like it's horrendous, and there's natural ways of combating that. So that's just another aspect of how health issues can really interfere with your sex life.
Right. Thank you so much, Sandy, for imparting that wisdom. Piggybacking that, I just want to ask you, you already mentioned that some of the things that can impact sex life, like the medication and the issues that you mentioned. I know there are some things that are not objective, like lack of trust or that romantic relationship, that instillment of that trust and patience for one another. So there are so many things. There are so many different key players when a safe and healthy sexual life goes on. But to you, what are some of these issues? You know, you feel that why there might be a lack of trust, or what are the other, some of these issues that you think that impacts sex?
Lack of trust is huge. And a lot of women have major issues with men watching porn, for instance. Mm-hmm. And if it's once in a while, everyone's entitled to how they feel. My question to women is, why do you feel, because why is that such a bad thing? Now, if it's hours and hours and they're not touching you, that's an issue. That's a mm-hmm. big issue. And porn has been one of the biggest contributors to creating issues within relationships. Mm-hmm. It's not real. it's just, it's, they're movies and there's outtakes and there's, you know, stopping and starting and the whole bit. But the problem is for the guys who are watching it a lot, they're getting, number one, it interferes with dopamine because they're getting these dopamine hits. It also becomes a dopamine addiction. And that's where, you know, I mean, even video games can do the same thing. So, and yes, women, like, it is normal and it is completely understandable to only want your partner to want you. But if they're watching it once in a while, and preferably it's the two of you watching it together, because I mean, ideally that would be a great thing to do rather than only one person watching it. So use it as a little inspiration, use it as something to help turn you on. Now, men are very visual. Women are much more emotional. So that's part of the challenge as well. But lack of trust sometimes is if one party feels like the other party is spending too much time talking to other people online, especially, and they don't know exactly what's going on, it can create a lack of trust because it's like, well, why are you talking to this person all the time? Why are you always having a conversation with them? Understandably, it can make them feel like they're second fiddle. And your partner should always be the number one person in your life. Outside of yourself, first, you know, first you take care of you. As far as other people, your partner should always come first. They should always be the most important person in your life. But it's doing things to let your partner know that they are number one in their life. It's like when you get home, you put the phone away. You don't spend all night on the phone. Or online, like spend time with your person, not just watching TV, but like doing stuff together. Go for a walk, have a nice dinner where you actually, oh, I don't know, talk about anything, about everything, you know, put some nice music on, have a glass of wine or a glass of water. It doesn't really matter, but put some sexy music on and just spontaneously like cook together. Dance around the house. It can be a slow romantic dance where you hold each other tight, or it can just be something silly and fun. You know, life is too serious and there's too much crap going on in the world that it's like you gotta learn to have fun together.
For sure, for sure. Thank you so much, Sandy. I really appreciate it, and I think my audiences would also get like benefited from those as well. I just want to like ask you, we know like we're nearing our time, but I just want to like ask you really quickly, you know, like as a holistic sex expert and an intimacy coach, what do you actually do and how do you actually support your clients? And also like, how can my audience or any potential client who actually need this advice or help from you, how can they reach out to you?
Okay. So I have a 12-week one-on-one personalized program. It is specific to your situation. And I manage everything from if you're lacking confidence, if you're, the big thing for women especially is libido. And it's like you're just not feeling it. Mm-hmm. A lot of women will come and they need to figure out why they're not. You know, it's like they feel bad. It's like they used to like sex, but now they don't. Or if they get into it, then they start to. But they want to figure out what the problem is. The other thing too is if they're having issues with their partner, they come to me and I can help them learn to communicate better together and work on getting a really solid intimate relationship together. And because I'm a holistic, it's diet, it's exercise, it's sleep, it's nutrition, it's mindset. It's so many different things all wrapped up into one. And if you're just having that's a kind of my 12-week course. I also offer an 8-week email course if things are not bad, but they're just getting a little stale, no big issues, it's just, you know, you kind of want to spice things up a little bit, then I have a, it's 8 weeks, it's an email a week, and you get an assignment.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
They're fun and easy. They're not big time commitments, but it's all geared towards spicing things up a little bit. And in order to contact me, you can reach me at Sandy@letstalksexwithsandy.com. You can reach out to me on Facebook. All of my handles are Let's Talk Sex with Sandy. Just to keep it easy, I'm also on YouTube, and all of my Sunday Night Sex Talk episodes are on there.
Thank you so much for the information, Sandy. I just wanted to really quickly let everyone know that if you go to our website, dear audience, www.activeaction.fm, just search Sandy's name and you will find her webpage. In that webpage, there will be her bio and all the social media links that she's talking about. So definitely you can get in touch with her if you're looking to do that. Apart from that, thank you so much, Sandy. I really appreciate coming on today's podcast and sharing some very, very valuable advice regarding sex, intimacy, you know, and romantic relationship that my audience would definitely, you know, I feel would find helpful. Dear audience, thank you for listening to the episode of the Active Action podcast. So we were talking with Sandy, and holistic sex and intimacy coach. I hope you got to learn some very important valuable information about personal relationship, sex, and intimacy. So if you are having any issues with your personal or intimate life or your sex life, please don't hesitate to reach out to Sandy. Apart from that, thank you so much again for tuning in. And I'm Dr. Nazif. If you like our video, if you find value to it, don't forget to provide us a tip in www.activeaction.fm/tip. Also, I really encourage you to stay active and take action until the next episode drops in. So take care, everybody.
Thank you for joining us on the Active Action podcast at activeaction.fm. We hope today's episode gave you some entertainment, fresh perspectives, and a little extra motivation to take action in your own life. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you enjoyed the show, share it with someone who might love it too. Oh, one more thing. Become our premium supporter and get access to expert articles and strategy guides on personal and professional development, and enjoy lots of other exclusive features. Visit our website activeaction.fm/supporter for more information. Take care, stay active, and take action.